I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on California's major risk medical insurance program. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. California is one of several states that provides health coverage for people deemed uninsurable by private health insurance companies. About 13,000 people are covered under what's known as the Major Risk Medical Insurance Program, or Mr. MIP. The program provides plans priced at 25% to 37% above standard average commercial rates. Participants pay 2/3 of the premium, and the state kicks in the other third. To qualify, subscribers must be California residents, not be eligible for COBRA or Medicare Part A or B, and have been turned down for private coverage within the last 12 months. Critics say the program is too restrictive and only covers about 2% of California's uninsurable residents. Anthony Wright with the consumer group Health Access says Mr. MIP has never done the job it set out to do.
It's a safety net, but it's a safety net with significant holes that doesn't catch everybody. What is remarkable about this is that this is a program that has never been advertised, is very expensive, and has limited benefits. And yet, there's a waiting list.
Insurance board officials say the waiting list was cleared as of October because of an infusion of $10 million this year. Its annual budget is normally $39 million and is funded mostly by the state tobacco tax. But Governor Schwarzenegger signed a bill giving the program a one-time boost paid from insurance company fines and any additional fines over the first $1 million in subsequent years. The Western Center on Law and Poverty is also critical of the program. They say for people who do get in, coverage is limited, so subscribers can still run up thousands of dollars in medical debt. The center's legislative advocate, Elizabeth Landsberg.
Well, I think the biggest concern in terms of the coverage is that there is a $75,000 annual cap, which means that the most amount of money that the insurance company would pay out for your health care services is $75,000. You know, you can have a heart attack, you can be airlifted after a serious accident and eat through $75,000 in a couple of days in a hospital.
That cap would have been eliminated under AB 2, one of several health care reform bills vetoed this year by Governor Schwarzenegger. It would have charged insurers a fee to expand the program. In rejecting the bill, the governor said health plans would end up passing the cost on to consumers and that he was holding out for wholesale health reform. Anthony Wright with Health Access says something has to be done for the uninsured in the meantime.
We have been supportive of a variety of reforms to expand coverage, to expand group coverage where people are not denied for pre-existing conditions, as opposed to the people who are left to buy in the individual market. We've supported reforms to place additional oversight over the insurers so that they don't deny people for pre-existing conditions. Yet we also don't believe this is an either-or.
Only five states, New York, New Jersey, Maine, Massachusetts, and Vermont, have laws requiring health insurers to cover everyone, regardless of prior condition. Robert Zirkelback with America's Health Insurance Plan says those laws don't end up doing what they're meant to do.
There have been significant unintended consequences in those states with health insurance premiums increasing dramatically because many people waited until they had health conditions before seeking coverage, which was driving up the cost of coverage, and individuals have left the market, and health plans have stopped offering coverage in the state in some circumstances.
AHIP supports comprehensive health care reform that's built on a public and private sector partnership, says Zirkelback.
One strategy that we outlined that states could do immediately was to create what we called guaranteed access plans, which are modified high-risk pools, where the government would provide coverage for those with the highest expected medical costs, and health plans would come in as a backstop and provide coverage to everybody else on a guarantee issue basis. We need to get everybody in the healthcare system, everybody contributing, so everybody can we can have enough money in the system to provide coverage for everybody.
A spokesman for Anthem Blue Cross says his company is looking at ways to expand coverage for people with pre-existing conditions by stripping out parts of policies they don't use, like maternity benefits for men with diabetes, or incentivizing consumers by making their coverage contingent upon managing their disease. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.